You're listening to SBS News.
As conflict escalates across Eastern Europe, the shadow of war in the Indo-Pacific looms large. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has addressed what he sees as a growing threat to the region.
A new arc of autocracy is instinctively aligning to challenge them and reset the world order in their own image. We face the spectre of a transactional world, devoid of principle, accountability and transparency.
The Prime Minister warns the Ukrainian conflict could transcend international borders.
There is a wider lesson here for Western liberal democracies as we come face to face with brutal autocratic aggression and coercion, and that is we must stand together.
Sam Roggeveen, Director of the International Security Program at the Lowy Institute, says the Prime Minister's rhetoric was strong but consistent.
It's a continuation of the kind of framing that we've seen from the Prime Minister previously, which puts a heavy emphasis on an ideological struggle that we're entering into between democracies and autocracies.
Scott Morrison also used the speech to announce a $10 billion commitment to build a submarine base on the east coast of Australia as part of the AUKUS agreement signed with the United States and the United Kingdom last year. Of 19 potential sites, the Defence Department has narrowed it down to three, either Brisbane, Newcastle or Port Kembla. While Labor has backed the trilateral deal, leader Anthony Albanese has questioned the motives behind this new announcement.
We'll wait for a proper briefing. We'll be constructive as always, but it's up to the Prime Minister to explain why it is that on a national security issue like this, you have a drop to the papers and an announcement about a future announcement.
On Sunday, the Defence Minister suggested a decision on choosing US or British submarines would be made in a couple of months, implying it could fall during an election. Scott Morrison has denied that prospect.
No, we don't anticipate that decision will be made before the election. We don't, and no one should expect it to. It won't be done in that time frame. That would involve a whole other process, particularly during a caretaker period leading up to the election.
But given the uncertainty in Europe, experts like Sam Roggeveen believe one option is a better fit.
The fact that we're in a hurry and we want these new submarines as quickly as possible, for that reason alone, it seems to me that the United States is more likely to be the major partner than the United Kingdom.
The Prime Minister says he doesn't want to draw direct parallels between the conflict in Eastern Europe and the tensions in the Indo-Pacific. But Mr. Morrison has again singled out China for its muted response to Russia's invasion of a sovereign nation.
I was listening for the voice of the Chinese government when it came to condemning the actions of Russia. And there was a chilling silence. No country would have a greater impact right now on Russia's violent aggression towards Ukraine, then China joining the rest of the world in denouncing Russia's aggression.
Grishani Danji, SBS News.